Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, we touched on it yesterday, and I've said it for the past, ever since Magic Johnson stepped down, and I said it yesterday. I said, I'm hearing little birdies all over the place saying that the Lakers front office, they're not doing it backwards. They're not going out to interview their coaches without having their front office set, because guess what? The front office is set.
What do you mean
it's set? And Rob Pelinka is in charge. And guess who's joining him in interviews for the coaches?
Who's that?
Kurt Rambis.
Another Laker family member. Another Laker. That's all.
Because his wife, Linda, is best friends with Jeannie Buss.
That's all they know. And here we are again, the Los Angeles Lakers being run like a mom and pop store.
Let me get the news. I don't want to interrupt you because I want you to go on your rant. But the news of the day is that they interviewed Jason Kidd. Rob Pelinka and Kurt Rambis interviewed Jason Kidd today for the Lakers job. And Kidd, fine. To me, the biggest part of that news is that Kurt Rambis was in the interview. Because that essentially tells us that's your brain trust. Rob Pelinka and Kurt Rambis.
There you go. And this is what's wrong with the Lakers. I mean, seriously. Really, Chris?
I'm with
the
you.
The Lakers are a big-time brand, franchise, not just in the NBA, in sports, a historic franchise, and yet they keep tripping over themselves. Everybody has to be tied. This way you don't want to. Now, wait a minute. You can't fire Rambis because that's your best friend's. She's best friends with Jeannie Buss, right? And so that's just a bad. This is why it's bad. Because that's not where you want to go in business. You can be best friends outside of work. Everybody doesn't have to work with you. What is this?
They're becoming embarrassment. This is embarrassing. And look, with Magic, obviously he was close to Genie, but he is a Laker great, and you brought him in. Pelinka, you brought in for Kobe. My point is, fool me once.
Right.
Right? At this point, you should know it hasn't worked. Let's build out a front office like most other, or at least all other, elite teams in the NBA have. This would be the equivalent of James Dolan with the Knicks having Larry Johnson as his president.
And Latrell Sprewell as the GM.
Right. And Allen Houston's agent as, you know, also in the front office. I mean, come on. What is this?
It makes no sense to me.
And honestly, Rob, it's not even about killing Kurt Rambis.
No, not at all.
It's just the process.
And the only
Lakers-affiliated people I would be fine with you bringing in would be Jerry West and Pat Riley. And if Kobe really wanted to be president, I think he's smart enough and works hard enough where I might give him a shot. Outside of that, though, and I don't even like that, because you do need to build out a real front office.
That's all I'm saying is, if you do that, my thing is, the Lakers shouldn't be where you learn or practice to be a GM. I don't believe that. And I mean, unless Kobe was under the wing of Jerry West for a year. Do you
right.
know what
Maybe
I mean?
West is a consultant.
But he's leading the office, and Kobe's learning to do the work and all that. I could buy that, but to have him jump in and make decisions right away, I think that's a mistake. And this is where the Lakers are. They're not being run the way that they should be. And that's why Chris Broussard, in the last 6 years, they haven't made the playoffs, and they have the worst record. Them and the Knicks have the worst record in the league, which you cannot believe. I could believe the Knicks have the worst record in the last 6 years.
They might have the worst in the last 16.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something about LeBron James. And for all you Lakers fans out there and LeBron's fans, LeBron James knows how important a stable front office is.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. He does. That's why I know he can't be happy with what's going on. Because he won two of his championships, two of his three in Miami, where even though he didn't like necessarily the way everything was going, Pat Riley ran a legitimate front office. And LeBron saw that. I remember LeBron telling me before he became a free agent, he looked at the teams that had won championships. There were only a handful: Houston, Philadelphia, the Lakers, the Celtics. He's like, there's a reason, Detroit. There's a reason only 8 or 10 franchises generally win championships.
Right.
And it's because they have stability front offices. And the Lakers are still running this thing like it's 1984.
Those days are over. You need people with new ideas, who are smart, who are out looking for talent always, scouting all over the world, Chris, yep. Not just locally, all over the world. There's a whole big business and a way of doing business now, and the people know the analytics, and the people know all kinds of stuff, and it just can't be your close friends.
And I'm telling you,
Rob,
the Lakers were in trouble as it was as far as getting free agents. This is going to hurt them. When Kawhi Leonard, if he even gives the Lakers a shot, sits down, though, with the Clippers and then the Lakers, there's going to be a drastic difference. And just what they've done over the past year.
It ain't even close. It ain't even close. Even with LeBron being...
That's all the Lakers have.
That's all they have.
And even
in LeBron's case, and I'm just saying, Chris, even in his case, he's an aging star.
And there's some negatives.
Am I right?
And he brings drama.
Yep,
and the
atmosphere around him.
There's some negatives
there. There's some other things there. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he's put up great numbers, but there's something that comes with LeBron.
There's a good chance it's just going to end up being Jimmy Butler. And you know what? That's not bad, because Jimmy Butler can't
play. That ain't enough.
Well, if Kevin Durant leaves the Warriors, I'm not saying the Lakers certainly wouldn't be the favorites, but LeBron James, Jimmy Butler, and the young boys. And you add some shooters. If they get that, that'd be a good summer for them. and add Kemba. You know, it doesn't make you the favorite in the West.
It ain't the summer that they were hoping for because they were expecting a big player.
And we'll see what happens with Anthony
Davis. I'm just saying,
Davis,
right? Am I right, though?
No, right. You're right. You're right.
I mean, that would be a consolation prize.
I'm telling you, maybe we got to get to this at some point this week. Maybe tomorrow after if OKC loses. Paul George.
You mean when?
Paul George. I look, taking aside from, you know, do what you want, do what makes you happy as an individual, that's fine. We get that. He made a mistake, though, basketball-wise.
No, he didn't.
Basketball-wise.
He didn't make a mistake.
He made a mistake, Rob.
No, he didn't want to be a part of it. And
he should have been a part of it.
He didn't want to be a part of it.
Because I bet you he'd have a much better chance of winning besides LeBron James.
Well, he's in the playoffs, and LeBron's
not. Would he
not
have a better chance of winning?
I'm just saying, who's in the playoffs this year?
This year. It's not about this year, because Oklahoma's year is one game left.
I know, but they still made the playoffs.
What's that mean?
He was a runner-up, or he was in a conversation, I should say, for at one
what's
point.
That, what's he doing right now? He's shooting like 37% in the playoffs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We love bringing in our main man. He's a Fox Sports NBA analyst and an NBA champion, Antonio Daniels. What's happening, my man?
What's up, fellas? All right, and, come on, Rob.
I'm going to say, wait a minute.
I'm
warn you, but you know.
And he's good with feeding the masses as well when it comes to chicken wings with his
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on, Rob. Now, I got a player's perspective. I'm maybe doing media now. I got a player's perspective. It ain't over till it's over.
Okay, I got you. I understand
it's 3-1.
That.
Come on, man. No. Nope.
You sold it well, Antonio. I know.
You ain't believe it.
All right, let me ask you this. Look, taking aside, you know, every player as a person can do whatever they want. So if Paul's happy in Oklahoma City with the lifestyle and everything, great and good for him. But basketball-wise, I can't help Antonio but think he made a big mistake by not going to the Lakers, even though their front office is a mess.
Hold on,
it's LeBron James.
No,
Go ahead. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Chris Richard, you can't say – this is my thing. Like, people say certain things all year long. The playoffs bring out everyone that's living in the moment. They're like prisoners of the moment. And you know Paul George made the right decision.
Really?
You know he made
why?
The right decision. Yes.
What? Basketball-wise. Okay,
tell me why. Number one, because he's having a career year.
Not in the playoffs.
All year.
But people forget the regular season if you don't do it in the playoffs. And it's not just that they're losing. Everybody's jumping on Westbrook.
He's hurt.
Rightly so, but he's playing just as badly.
Well, the thing is, Paul George, you know what? When this year's over, whenever this season ends, and the truth comes out about Paul George's shoulder, I am so interested to see how people respond. Paul George, remember, during the regular season against Portland, he almost averaged 40 points a game. He went to the line 15 times a game. He shot efficient from three, from the free throw line, from mid-range. Everything comes together for him. But now, after All-Star break, he's been up and down. His shoulder's not healthy. Sometimes he's healthy, sometimes he's not. Every time you see him getting interviewed, he has ice bags all over his shoulder. So he's not healthy. That's the thing. I would gladly entertain this conversation if Paul George was 100% healthy. Because when he's healthy, Westbrook has a different mentality as well. Westbrook's not leading the team in field goal attempts. He's not leading the team in usage. But without a healthy Paul George, that changes everything.
So this is based the injury is why they're struggling the way they are.
Yes. That's a huge reason why. And I think Jeff Van Gundy said it the best the other way. There's the other game. There's a drastic difference between an excuse and a reason. What Paul George has with his injury is a reason, not an excuse. For him to knock down the game-winning shot against Houston and then to not even think about picking up a basketball until game one against Portland, where he went 8 of 24, and then the next game, two games later, he goes 3 of 16, and then he struggles again last game. You have to know that something's not right with his shoulder.
We'll see. It sounds like an excuse.
Antonio,
I know he's not 100%.
I'm with you. And you know, the only reason why Chris is coming up with this now is the prisoner of the moment.
Oh,
and
stop it.
He also knows that LeBron's not getting anybody. So
they're getting Jimmy Butler.
No, they're not getting anybody. So now he's worried that because Paul George didn't come, LeBron's going to be hung out to dry. But let's get back into the playoffs and The Toronto Raptors, they're blowing out Orlando to start this game up by 20 in the first quarter. Is Orlando ready to go home? Is Toronto want to just get this thing over with so they can get ready for the next series? How do you see this shaping up?
Well, I don't think Orlando's ready to go home. I think Toronto's definitely ready to end the series. The longer a series goes, it increases your chances of something silly happening. So if you have an opportunity to end the series, you end it. You, at home, on the road, regardless. Because the longer the series goes, you risk tweaking an ankle, someone tweaking a knee, you know, something going wrong that could truly affect your next round performance. So I think if you're Toronto, when you have an opportunity to end it, and it maybe Orlando comes out and they don't look like they're really ready to go, you better jump on them boys and close it while you can.
What about Toronto? Have you learned anything so far? You know, obviously Kawhi makes a big difference, a former MVP, and he won a championship and all that. We've always seen this team, Toronto, have these great regular seasons and then flame out in the playoffs. Have you learned anything so far about them and Kawhi's leadership?
Not thus far. I think Kawhi's been fantastic, but I don't think Kawhi's been anything other than what we've expected.
Right.
When it comes to playoff time, he's battle-tested, and he's been there before. So this isn't new to him. And just like we talked about before, the thing about Kyle Lowry, Kyle Lowry does not have to be an all-star Kyle Lowry for this team to be successful. He can't do what he did in game one of this series and not score at all, but he can be average from time to time.
Well, I think Siakam, Pascal Siakam's become their second best player. No disrespect
to Kyle.
Why. Yeah.
That's exactly why he does not have to be an all-star anymore. If you go back to last year, even 2 years ago, if Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan weren't all-star Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, they were not winning. Right now, Kyle Lowry can go out there and be average and be mediocre from time to time because you still have one of the top five guys in the game in Kawhi Leonard. You have a battle-tested guy who's an NBA champion and knockdown shooter in Danny Green. And the improvement of Pascal Siakam has been fantastic for that team, along with the addition of Marc Gasol.
All right, Antonio, the other series in the East, I mean, both second-round series are going to be phenomenal, assuming Philadelphia and Toronto get there. Are you convinced that Boston has righted its ship and could beat Milwaukee? I got Milwaukee in six.
No.
What do you think?
See, this is another situation for me of people being a prisoner of the moment. Because if you go back 2 weeks ago, everybody was questioning Boston. Well, does Kyrie Irving know how to lead? Can Brad Stevens coach these guys? Does Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown know how to follow? It was all these questions, and then they come out in the first round, and then they play against an undermanned Indiana Pacers team without their all-star.
Yep.
And they played well. I give it to them. Boston did play well. But for me, and to kind of make me a believer, I wanted to see what happened when adversity strikes. Because all year long, the issue with the Boston Celtics has not been when things have been going great. The issue has been when adversity comes, how does Kyrie Irving affect that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How does he handle that? How does Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown handle that? The egos and all these other things that come along that become an issue once adversity comes. And this first round, with an undermanned, non-star Indiana Pacers team, there was zero adversity.
Antonio, we got less than a minute left. Jason Kidd interview with the Lakers. Is he really in the running for that gig, or this is still about Tyronn Lue getting that job?
For me, I think it's about Tyronn Lue, but I don't know, man. I have no idea what's
would
going on.
Would that be a good look? You think if Kidd, I mean,
because his last two stops haven't been good for Kidd.
Right, and that's what you have to think of. Obviously, he's one of the best point guards to ever play this game. But I think you have to go with someone that has – it all depends on the way that they want to go. Do they want to go with someone that has a relationship previously with LeBron James? Or do they want to go and veer outside of the Laker orbit and bring in someone different and kind of start fresh and start clean? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with Kidd is he, even though he never coached LeBron or played with him, LeBron loves Kidd. So that's, to
I'm
me,
sure.
too. Yeah, they play. Remember, they played together in the Olympics, and
right.
LeBron just gained a lot of respect for him. So that would also still be in this whole Laker, you know what I mean? Like, it still would be a LeBron, I don't want to say a LeBron hire, but
right.
very much a LeBron-friendly hire, which it should be, though.
Right, it's going to be tough to find someone who LeBron does not have any relationship with.
Right,
whatsoever.
And I agree. You should do that.
Yeah. If you bring in Amani Williams, you know, they were together during the Olympic
yep.
trials as well. So somebody, you know, but I mean outside of the Laker, meaning that wasn't a player. Someone
right.
that wasn't a player, someone that haven't been there before, whatever it may be. But I have no idea what direction, you know, Juwan Howard. You know, you hear Juwan Howard's name. Juwan Howard's connected to LeBron through Miami, but he didn't play in L.A. So, you know, we'll see.
All right, Antonio, great stuff outside.
Man, I'm hungry. Wingstop, 20 wings, a 20-piece. 20-piece with a drink. Don't forget I get a drink, too.
Oh, for sure.
All right,
man.
Great job.
We'll
talk to you next week.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rob, big story. It just won't go away. The New York Giants and Odell Beckham Jr., what was it, 2 months ago maybe that he got traded?
No, it wasn't that long.
A month and a half, Rob G., a month?
Rob G., it's only been a month.
Let's call it a month.
Yeah, I don't think it's been 2 months.
Still, a month. That's 30 days. He was traded to the Cleveland Browns, and they're still talking about him, and he's still talking about them. Dave Gettleman, the beleaguered, I'm going to call him beleaguered, because he better get something done this year. The beleaguered general manager of the New York Football Giants said this in a recent article on NewJersey.com, NJ.com, about their culture, their new culture. They used to have a culture problem. Now they don't. Rob G., what'd he say?
He said, football is the ultimate team game. If all 11 guys aren't doing the right thing, you're not going to be successful. There's more to it than just collecting talent. There's a cultural thing to it that's critical. I have not been on a team that's gone to a Super Bowl that's had a culture problem. So the reporter says, do you guys have a culture problem with the Giants? Gettleman responded, not anymore, with a little smile.
All right. Everyone rightfully looked at that as a shot.
No, it was, right?
Right. And just, Odell Beckham Jr. Was it Landon Collins? Is that who he's talking about? He's talking about OBJ, and OBJ didn't take it lying down. Some people went at him on Twitter, and here's what OBJ said. Ask any one of my teammates of who I was as a teammate and a man and a person. Yes, I'm a cancer to a place that's okay with losing because I want to win that bad, capital letters. You're absolutely correct. All right, Rob G, I'm going to let you have the, not Rob G, Rob P, I'm going to let you have the first stab at this. What do you think? Whose side are you on?
First of all, not Gettleman's. I think that guy has been a disaster already as GM with the Giants. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what team he's putting together. I think he's a disaster, seriously.
It's hard to argue that.
And this second draft he'll have will be just – The icing on the cake and
if,
how bad.
If he passes on
a quarterback. All right? It'll just tell you where this guy's head is and this whole Eli infatuation, which is kind of sick in itself. He's an old quarterback and they need to move on. We gave him two parades. We know he won the Super Bowl twice. Nobody's taking that away from Eli, but you got to move forward. Look at the history of the NFL and all the great quarterbacks, Chris, who finished their career elsewhere.
Right.
All right, so
they've bent over backwards to make it a soft landing for
him.
Eli, no question.
Joe Montana won 4 Super Bowls, 4-0. He got shown the door to Kansas City.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And they went with the younger Steve Young, right?
Yep.
Okay, we get it. So stop
Peyton
with the
Manning.
Right.
They went with Andrew Luck.
And it was the right decision. It was the right decision. Even though he wound up winning another Super Bowl, mostly because of Denver's defense and not because of him. But, Chris, the only thing I will say is I'm worried. If I'm a Cleveland Brown fan, I'm a little worried because I'm starting to think that OBJ, as happy as he proclaims to be, ain't really that happy that he got shuttled out of New York. I know it sounds good and they had a chance to win and turn this thing around, but I'm not so sure because he seems to be bothered. And sometimes you gotta just let it go. Don't respond. Move forward. Forget the Giants. It's old news. You're not there. Why do you care what they're talking about? They haven't won anything in a long time, right?
I do think you're right in that.
Right? Isn't
OBJ
he bothered?
He clearly wanted. He loved New York.
He was a part of New York. He was the biggest thing going.
Right.
Him and Aaron Judge are probably the two biggest stars, sports stars in New York, Chris.
If he had entered the NFL in Cleveland, just say, or some other small town, team, and they're not winning, he would not be OBJ. I mean, he would, and I'm saying he still played well.
He wouldn't
have the national celebrity that he has right now.
I'm not sure only from this standpoint. And maybe I know what you mean.
New York had anything to do with
it? New York had something to do with it. But that catch he made on that national game on that Sunday Night Football, that's the one where everybody in America noticed who that guy was.
I agree.
I remember watching that, and me and Chris Collinsworth said the same thing at the same time. Chris, I said, that's the best catch I've ever seen. And Chris Collins, he said the same exact thing. And I bet you most people watching that game, am I right? You saw it?
It was an incredible catch.
I was like, what was that? Who was that?
No, it was incredible. But, yeah, he's down. Here's what I'll say, though. These modern day, a lot of them, athletes who grow up attached to social media, they can't just ignore it. So I'm not going to say just because he's responding to social media that he's a scorned lover, that he still, that he really isn't happy in Cleveland and that I should be concerned about it. Because
I think
that's how these guys are.
No, I
Kevin
understand
Durant
that.
Is that way. And it's not, it's just that they can't turn off the social media. Whenever they're not doing something, whether it's playing ball or whatever, That phone is in their hand and they're looking at Instagram. But I'm looking at Twitter and they're responding.
But I'm going to say this to you. And I know you were.
And he
were,
can't turn it off.
You were born in, I don't know, Iowa, Cleveland.
No,
I don't know
Baton
where you
Rouge,
were.
Baton Louisiana, Rouge, Louisiana. Get it right.
All that stuff.
Cleveland!
But it is Cleveland, Chris. You can say whatever you want. I'm not dissing the people of
you
Cleveland.
You are dissing it.
It's Cleveland.
You just sat here and sang the praises of freaking Detroit?
What? It's Cleveland.
What's Detroit done since Motown?
What do you mean? What has Cleveland ever done? Cleveland's never delivered anything.
They won the
anything.
Title in 2016, it's a mistake, 3 years ago.
It's a mistake by the lake. You know Cleveland
the
ain't no great place.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland.
How could it be in Cleveland? It should be in New York.
The heart of rock and roll is still beating. And from what I see and I'm believing.
Wait a minute.
The heart of rock and roll. The heart of rock and roll is in Cleveland.
No, that's a butcher. You
give
butchered
me a little
that.
Huey Lewis.
No, he butchered
Huey
that.
Huey Lewis in the news. Why is it in Cleveland?
Because they have free space. There's nothing there. And they were like, we want to build this building. Where can we go where there's nothing but free space? And it was Cleveland.
Arguably, this is going to quiet you down quickly. Arguably, the best football player ever played where? Cleveland. Jim Brown.
Cleveland.
Arguably. I don't agree, but arguably.
No,
the
don't.
Best basketball player ever played where?
Yes, sir. Please.
Cleveland. That's right.
Cleveland is.
Let me think. I'm running my name through the baseball player. Nah,
he's trying to poo-poo Motown and Aretha Franklin.
I'm not poo-pooing
Motown. Motown music is a part of our lives. Come on, put on Aretha Franklin.
I'm not poo-pooing Motown. I'm
Alex,
just saying.
Aretha Franklin.
What have y'all done since?
Aretha Franklin and I want you to put on You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And me and Chris, we can I mean, do you know this song, Chris?
Look, Motown, I mean, you can put on any number.
No, the late, great Aretha Franklin.
7 dozen songs from Motown and we'd love them all.
Here we go.
You sing it because you, go ahead and sing.
I'm a little moist right now. So uninspired.
Golly, you are butchering it. Just one line.
Hold on.
You couldn't get one line to sound like
her
a little bit?
Let her sing first. I'll join in.
All right, look, man, we got a show to do.
We got time.
We can't wait all day.
Here we go. Here we go. Here's the kicker, Chris. Here we go. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Stop it!
I'm a woman. And you have the nerve.
I thought I couldn't sing.
To put up Cleveland against that.
Sing.
Against RiRi and Motown and Detroit.
Yeah, listen to Huey. And don't make me throw some Bone Thugs and Harmony. What does he say? Huey said it. He said, you know, New York, all that. But Cleveland, that's where the heart of rock and roll still beats.
Cleveland!
Oh, there's man. Another rapper from Cleveland, Cootie.
Another one.
Name one from Detroit.
What do you mean, Eminem?
All right.
I think I trumped you right there. You forgot about Eminem?
You did trump me there. Y'all got music. I'll give you music.
And we made the car. We made the car. Everybody who drives around is from Detroit.
This is a sports show, Rob Parker. You giving me the car. You giving me Motown.
The Bad Boy.
You giving me Eminem.
The Bad Boy Pistons. The 1968 Tigers.
That was a long time ago.
What? I'm telling you.
Look, Cleveland won a title in 2016. Y'all haven't been good since LeBron sent y'all packing in 2007.
Alex, give me a tissue after that, Aretha Franklin.
Why you changed the subject anyway?
Man. I'm just trying to.
What was the subject? The subject was OBJ.
Yes. He doesn't want to be in Cleveland.
How in the world
that's
did
my
we get
point.
On Motown?
No, that's
I
my point.
I don't know
point.
Where we are
Aretha
right now.
Aretha Franklin trying to sing. Gosh.
You know you like that part.
All right, OBJ, look, first, you're right about Gettleman. He does not get a pass.
I'm sorry.
And I don't have a problem with OBJ. Now, I think OBJ, you know, there were some things he did I didn't like.
I think he woke up and realized, you know what, I really am in Cleveland, and I'm not so sure he's going to be happy about it.
Just because you want to win badly doesn't mean you need to be kicking over fits.
What, kicking
nets and – you know, turning over Gatorade coolers and things like that.
He's an emotional guy.
You got to control that. At some point, you need to become an adult and control that. So I'm not saying OBJ did everything right. But I am saying he's right about the Giants. You are okay with losing. Because if you weren't, you would have drafted a quarterback by now. And you would certainly draft one this year. Let's see if they do. And let's see if they draft the right one. The right one is Dwayne Haskins at 6. That's the right one. Threw 50 touchdowns. Got the size. I mean, he's the right one. So I'm with OBJ on that. You can criticize him, but don't blame it all on OBJ. Is Dave Gettleman all swole up because of the 4 games they played without OBJ at the end of last season? Is that what's got you thinking your team is really good without your best wide receiver, your best player? 4 games at the end of the year when people are taking you lightly? That's what's got Gettleman thinking, oh, we'll be fine without OBJ.
He will rue the day. I think that you can't trade a talent like that. And they made that decision. They'll have to live with it. I think that they've made a big mistake. But I also believe that OBJ is a New York kind of guy. He's the nightclub. He's the blonde hair on the black man. He's the look at me. He's that guy. You know what I mean? That doesn't play in Cleveland.
You don't know the first thing about
there's
Cleveland.
Nobody black in Cleveland with blonde hair.
There
not
is.
Anybody. Zero.
There he is. Few brothers.
No, there are. Not in Cleveland. They don't know what that is.
Cleveland.
You know that. Think about your friends you have there.
Yay.
All three of them.
They ain't got blonde hair.
None of them.
But look, you're only in Cleveland for a few months. Then you can go live
wherever
you
want. No, that's his hometown now. That's what he's all about. He's going to go down to the strip. What do they call that place where all the bars are?
The flats.
And those
if
are
Cleveland
done now, right?
Was big enough for LeBron, it's big enough for OBJ.
No, it's a difference. LeBron was born outside of Cleveland. He didn't know better.
Was he born?
OBJ knows better.
He didn't know better. He knew Miami.
It's totally different.
And he went back and had 4 splendid years in Cleveland. Trust me. All right, did the Giants solve their culture problem, Dave Gettleman's words, when they traded Odell Beckham Jr. to the Browns? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox.
And if you want to give me props for singing, you make me feel like a natural woman. You know, Aretha Franklin, we'll take that as well.
I think you're going to be the topic of trash talk.
What?
In the third hour. There's going to be a lot of cats trash in your singing. I thought I couldn't sing. My goodness. You make me sound like Barry White, Luther Vandross, Freddie Jackson.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.